Well, here we are at communique number 2. Kind of a real-time event, so you gotta expect some dead air from time to time. For those of you who heard communique number 1, this rambling is going to be a little less general. Anyway, today's date, 15 September, 11:04 in the evening. I don't expect this rant to last all that long. According to my trusty graph, I'm at least recording. That's good to know. Busy day today. Busy day. Got involved in the Georgia political race for Senate in a big way. Put 4 30-second ads up on a local AM station here in the metropolitan Atlanta area. Very cheap to do this, by the way. Very cheap to do this. If you can get affiliated with a political party that's a certified outfit, you can buy airtime for next to nothing. I'm not kidding you. You can buy a commercial for the cost of going to McDonald's. That's how fucking cheap it is. It's cheap. It's real cheap. Anybody out there with $100 can be a media mogul for one day. For one day, you can control 30 seconds of airtime broadcast on a local metropolitan station in his market from 6 a.m. in the morning to 10 a.m. in the morning. You know, that's when people get up and go to work. People that listen to radio then, they got jobs. You know, the odds of them actually being registered voters are very high. The odds that they are motivated to vote, if they think their vote can do something, are very high. Those are the people we're talking to. Anyway, so if you haven't got much money, you can sponsor four ads like that. Anyway, today began a political campaign in my home state of Georgia. Georgia is a southeastern state. I realize that many of you around the planet might get me confused with the Georgia over there by Turkey. No, the Georgia I live in hasn't got any tanks running around loose, and there's no Russians out stealing the lavatory features. Don't have to worry about that. We have other things to worry about here in Georgia, the Georgia and the USA, and that's who's running for Senate. Big election coming up, you know. I mean, a lot of shift, a lot of changes happened, man. Republicans were down and out. Dude, they were done. They were toast. They were history 10 days ago. But they're not anymore. Now, in my state anyway, the Democrats seem to be on the run. I mean, Barry pulled all his people out of here. You don't see no ads on TV. It's disheartening. I mean, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican either. I'm a goddamn independent. I like to hear both sides. I like to see both sides going at it. Hook and hammer and tong. Hammer and tong. I want to see both sides going at it. And I want to be in the fray. I want to comment on what I see. And so I've done that today. Hooked up with the Libertarian Party here in Georgia. We're running a candidate for the U.S. Senate. Think about that. The U.S. Senate. Our guy. We're running a candidate. Our candidate. We are the few. And we are the proud. Alan Buckley's the guy's name. Met the dude. All right, look, he's not Mr. Excitement. I don't think you'll see him in an Elvis costume anytime soon. But he has conviction. He does believe what he believes. And that's good with me. I like that. He's not polished. Alan hasn't been sent to beauty school. He doesn't have a clothing advisor. He doesn't have a voice coach. Alan speaks what's in his mind, not what a cadre of scriptwriters prepared for him to say. So when you listen to Alan, you know, you hear some truth. Hey, I'll be up front with you, man. There's stuff he thinks that I don't agree with, but that's immaterial to this particular engagement. Because this particular engagement was the opening shot in a skirmish that's going to last for about 50 more days. Alan and the Libertarians are going to be fighting against entrenched Republican interests. And we're also going to be fighting against entrenched Democratic interests. Because both parties have issues for Libertarians. Libertarians are pretty cool, man. I mean, a lot of tolerance. But, you know, if you're a libertarian or you hang out with any libertarians, you begin to realize that they're hard fucking people to work with. They ain't easy. Everybody's got their own say, and everybody truly believes they are the fucking universe in and of themselves. I mean, that's the degree they take the personal aspect of liberty to. And when I reflect on that, I cannot help but believe that that is how other Americans have taken that attitude. I mean, people come to mind, like, to my mind, like Washington and Jefferson and Adams and Franklin. These men were the quintessential revolutionaries. They were putting forth an idea that had never been given voice, much less opportunity. The founding fathers, men whose wisdom has spanned the centuries. Things they laid down in those basic documents, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, carried the power of truth with them then and the power of truth with them now. There's no variation, really. Each generation has seen an erosion of liberty, I believe. I mean, the original amendments to the Constitution, in my mind, were perfectly adequate. You know, I'm going to tell you up front, I can't remember how many original amendments there were. Yeah, I'm thinking 10, but it was probably 11, maybe 12. But you know, when you get into amendment number 17, that's 200 years later, that's a fucking problem. But I digress. Communicate number 2 is running along. We're supposed to be chatting for, well, who's chatting? I'm monologuing. Man, I've been monologuing for 7 minutes. Okay, communicate number 2 is done. If you manage to tune back in for communicate number 3 tomorrow night sometime, well, hey, then we'll continue on. Good evening.